This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Eid is not for the one who just is looking forward to eating and enjoying, but it's for the one who really worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Eid is known as Eid al-Fitr. And as we, you know, I think we highlighted it previously, but I feel like the fasting day can be similarized to your entire life. And if you look at how you're deprived through this fast from the time that you begin to the time that you end, and then when you end, despite all the hunger and the thirst and everything, you now take that first sip of water and it goes down your throat, you actually feel that coolness spreading throughout your body. And similarly, a person who goes through life, he deprives himself throughout his life, and the day that he dies is actually the day that his fitr, you know, his day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith ties in quite well to this, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, the sa'imi farhatan, that the fasting person has two points of happiness, farhatun inda fitrihi wa farhatun inda liqa'i rabbih, that a happiness when he breaks his fast and a happiness when he meets his Lord. So what's the tie between the two? Perhaps if you look at it in that sense, in that light, then you could actually gather that when a person dies, they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're happy because they've deprived themselves throughout their life, similar to a fasting person who's deprived himself from water, drink and desires throughout the day.